ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Adam Silverstein. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashev Aleim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha, be'ez Hashem, to finish Shas together.
The Gemara in the Chof Tesum Abayz on the bottom is Mamshich Omer Rav Yosef Hani Tarti Mili Omer Rav B'Sfarim V'Toni Tiyufta. Rav said two dinim in Sfarim, and on both of them there's a Tiyufta. Chada Hod Omer Rav Sei V'Toni Shiesh Bo Shtei Toiz B'Chol Daf Adaf Yisak and Sholosh Yignoiz V'Toni Tiyufta Sholosh Yisak and Arba Yignoiz. Rav said that if there's two mistakes on every Daf, you could be Mesakan. If there's three, you have to be going as the Sefer Torah. It's possible. And the Braisa says that three you could be Mesakan, but four you have to be going as. The Gemara says, Tanim yesh b'daf achas shlema matelas al kuloi. If there's one daf that's shalem, that has no mistakes, then it's matzel on the rest of the Sefer Torah. The Gemara's Mamshach Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Maris Mishmei Derav Vuhu Dichsev Rubid De Safra Shapir. This is only if the Rav of the Sefer was written Shapir. Rav of the Sefer was written correctly. Now, Pashu Pshat, the Gemara is a Pella, because the Gemara says that one daf that Shalem could be matzal the whole Sefer Torah, and then the Gemara says that that's only talking about if Rav of the Sefer was written correctly. If Rav of the Sefer was written correctly, so then what does it mean that only one daf is being matzal? L'chayr Rav of the Sefer means that there's more than one daf that's correct. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Ayin Tes asks this kasha on the Gemara, and the Beis Yosef says that what it means is that Ruba de Safra Shapir means that Rav of each daf is written correctly. It means you could have many mistakes on each daf. Each daf in the whole Sefer Torah could have many mistakes, but Rav of the daf, Rav of the oisis of the Sefer Torah, were written correctly. But each daf v'daf could have many mistakes. And on that, the Gemara says that even if all of the dafim have more than four mistakes, but as long as Rav of the rest of the Sefer, meaning Rav of the oisis of the Sefer, were written correctly, and there's one daf that does not have four mistakes, so then that daf could be matzel on all of them. And agav, the Beis Yosef is learning that when the Gemara says daf achas shleima matzelas al kuloi, it doesn't mean that that daf has to be completely shalem. It just has to be she'ein boy yoiser megimel tois. So Beis Yosef is learning that ruba de sefer shaper means that the rov of the sefer, rov of the oisis of the sefer Torah are written correctly. And on that, the Gemara says that one daf that has less than four mistakes, that's enough to be matzal the whole Sefer Torah. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says a different pshat in the Gemara. So Aruch HaShulchan brings Loshon HaRambam. Now, the Rambam says, Sefer Torah sheyesh bo shalosh te'uyos b'chol daf v'daf yisaken, v'im hoya arba yignos, which is the Loshon of the Gemara, if Rav of the Sefer is Muga, and in the rest there is four Tuyas in each Daf, Vinisher Afilu Daf Echot Mi Ois Hashar, but one Daf from that Shar. Beloy Arba Tuyas, Hareza Yisaken. So it sounds like there's a section of the Sefer Torah that has Tuyas, and then there's a section that doesn't, and even in the section that does, there's one daf that doesn't have two yois, so then that daf is matzah. Roif ha-sefer moga ba-shar yesh ba-arbatuyas b'chol daf, v'nishra afilu daf echad mi-oysay ha-shar ha-meshubash. Means roif of the sefer moga means that most of the dafim in the sefer are moga. Means roif of the dafim in the sefer do not have more than four mistakes, or do not have four mistakes. Roif of the dafim in the sefer are kosher. The mute of the sefer has mistakes, and in that miut, there's one daf that does not have four mistakes. So basically, it means that you have to have one more than roiv. You have to have roiv of the sefer, which is kosher. A miut of the sefer that could have four tuyos on each of the dafim. And in that miut, you have to have one daf that does not have four tuyos. So it means more. You have to have roiv, and then more than roiv, you have to have one more daf that doesn't have four tuyos, and that's enough. That's enough to be misakin. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this pshat fits much better with the lashon of the Gemara of Ruba de Sefer Shaper, that roiv of the Sefer means that roiv of the dafim in the Sefer were written correctly. Now the Gemara's mamshach and the Gemara says, "V'hani mili chaseris av liyaseris leslan ba." This whole sugi is talking about chaseris, but yaseris, if there's extra words, then we don't have this din. So tomorrow chaseris my time loi omer of kahana mishum demechzik menumer, because it looks like menumer. So the mafarshim are masber that what it means is that when there was a word missing in the Sefer Torah or even a letter, the minig used to be that there would be toilet ben hashitin. There would be toilet, the extra word that was missing, they would write it between the shitin. So Zokti Gemara, this that we're saying, that there's a limit on how many mistakes you can have in the Sefer Torah, that's talking about chaseris. That's talking about if things are missing. Therefore, you would have to fill it in by writing between the shitas, and that the Gemara is saying is mechzikim menumer if you have too much of those. Aval yaseris, less lamba. But if there's yaseris, if it's extra words, then we don't have a problem, and the vort would be, because then Zakrashi, Yiseris, yes, Leslamba Zakrashi in the beginning of Lamed Aleph, Elagoyron, you could just erase them. And Rashi over there also says that pshat that we said before, Kishakoisavu Magia Boy Hashitin Esmasha Chasin. When you write in the extras, what was missing, that's going to be Machzikim Menumer, because you'll have all over the Sefer Torah spots that are not clear, that have writing in between the lines. So the Kess HaSoifer, in Lishkas HaSoifer, Semin Yud Tes, Sifkot and Gimel, he brings from a Tshuvas Ginnis Vereldim that says that nowadays that the Seifim are Bekiyim and Omnim Harbe, and the Derech is, even Le'in Chaseris, that they were not Torah the Ben HaShitin, they erase in the Shita itself, and they write over there what they erased, and they do a good job of putting it in that it fits more or less into the signon of the Ksav. So then there's no chilik anymore between chaseris and yaseris, and there's no limit on to how much we can fix in the Sefer Torah. So today, really, the Lishkas HaSofer is saying from the Tshuvas Ginnis V'Radim that today, basically, this halacha doesn't really apply because we don't toilet anyways. The Gemara was talking about that there's a limit on how many mistakes you can put into a Sefer Torah when you're adding in through Taliya, and today we erase and we work it out that we fit it into the Shita. We fit it into the line itself, and the Lishkas HaSofer brings that this Eitzah, this Chilik is already brought in the Tshuvas HaRashba. Now, what the Gemara says, Avol Yiseris Leslanba, that there is no limit on to how much you can fix when you have extra words, because you can just erase it. So Tosfos says, Yesh Toyim, there are those oktaisvis that when there's a sophic, if a word is malay or chasa, they make it malaya because the Gemara says yiseris leslan ba. Because we're not concerned about yiseris. So oktaisvis v'lav milsehi. The hacha mayer be yiseris shigaron, the lamlinim demechzikim enumer. So oktaisvis that when the Gemara says al yiseris leslan ba means that by yiseris there's no limit on to how many mistakes you could have in the Sefer Torah. Because there's no problem of mechzikim enumer, of having extra words between the shitin, because you could just erase whatever's extra, you just erase it. So you don't have the problem of mechzikim enumer, but it doesn't mean that we're not concerned with extra letters in the Sefer Torah. But the Nemuki Yosef does bring such a pshat. Nemuki Yosef says that when you have yeseris, it's not a problem, because we say, kol yeser kenotel dami. ve'enoi maile ve'loi moirid. That when you have extra letters in the Sefer Torah, Zokter Muki Yosef, they're not a problem b'chlal, because kol yeser k'notel dami, it's as if it's not here at all, and it's loi maile ve'loi moirid, you could just ignore the extras. Now, it's clear that the Muki Yosef has to only be talking about a case where it doesn't really change the word. Just like Tosis is going on, Tosis says that when they have a word that you have a suffix with it, whether it's Mali or Chaser, so then they would write it Mali because of this Gemara of Yuseris. So that's what the Nemuki Yosef could be going on, but it's Pasha that you can't just say a blanket klal of Kol Yeser Kenotl Domi and have extra letters in the Sefer Torah that changes the meaning, because it's Bavusti Gemara in Erev and Daf Yiv Gimel. B'ni Hizor B'malachtecho Shemalachtecho Malach Shemayim. Because if you Shem Yeser Ois Achas or Chiser Ois Achas Yechrav Ha'olam, either Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Meir that you have to be careful with your malacha because you're a sofer and your malacha is malacha shemayim. And if there's an extra ice, you could be macher the whole oilam. Zok Rashi, what does it mean you could be macher the oilam? If you're yeser ice, kamay bereshis bara, if you put an extra vav, then it reads bereshis bara oi. That means they created. And that's churban ha'oilam. Lahalocha, lamaisa, either way, it seems that we don't pass like this in Muki Yosef. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Simen, in Yordea, Simen Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Yud Dalet says, Avalim Kosov HaChoser Molei, Afilu Yesh B'chol Dav Adav Kamatuyas Yisaken, Lefi She'en HaGreira Gnai K'moi HaTliya. So you see that Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'Maisa, is learning the Gemara, like Rashi's Pshat, and like Tosis's Pshat, not like the Nemuki Yosef Pshat, and the Pshat in the Gemara, of the Yiseris Les Lambo would be, that Yiseris, you're allowed to erase, and there's no limit on the amount of Teusim that you could erase, because you don't have the problem of Mechzikim and Umar. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph is Mamshich Idach. The other member of Rav, that Rav said, Le'inyan, Sfarim, that was Itoisiv. The Amar Rav HaKosev Sefer Torah, Boligmar Goymar Vafilu Be'em Tehadaf. Someone's writing a Sefer Torah and he's holding by finishing, he can finish even in the middle of the Daf. So the Gemara is Sakasha, Meisvei HaKosev Sefer Torah, he should not finish in the middle of the daf, like we finish off by the chumashim. Means you have to end the Sefer Torah all the way at the end of the daf. Means on the bottom of the amud. And for the Gemara, ki kamer Rav bechumashim. Rav was talking about chumashim. For the Gemara, Rav said beferish Sefer Torah. And for the Gemara, that Rav was talking about Chumashim Sheba Sefer Torah. Rashi's Masber, that means in the end of Bereshis, before Shemois, in the end of Shemois, before Vayikra, you can end each Sefer Be'emtza Adaf, in the middle of the Amud, and you don't have to end at the end of the Amud. So the Braisa that says that you have to end the Sefer Torah on the bottom of the Amud, B'Soif Adaf, is not a Kasha on Rav, because Kobi Rav was talking about Chumashim. Then for the Gemara, a Befurish Memra from Rav, that Rav was talking about, La'eni Kol Yisrael, Be'emtza Hadaf, the Leni Kol Yisrael could even be Be'emtza Hadaf. And for the Gemara, Hahu Be'emtza Shita. That was talking about when Rav said Be'emtza Hadaf, by Leni Kol Yisrael, he didn't mean Emtza Hadaf, he meant Be'emtza Shita. And then there's a machlokes in the Gemara, what does Emtza Shita mean? Rabbanan Amri Af Be'emtza Shita, Ravashi Omer Be'emtza Shita Dafka. Rabbanan say that Rav means even Be'emtza Shita. We'll see in a second what the af is going on, what's it coming to be marba, and Rav Ashi says be'emtza shita dafka. So Zok Rashi, af be'emtza shita u be'emtza hadaf. That even be'emtza shita is coming to be, the af is coming to be marba u be'emtza hadaf. Means, when Rav said la'eni kol Yisrael is be'emtza hadaf, and the Gemara is teaching it that it means be'emtza shita, it means be'emtza shita and be'emtza hadaf, and Rav Ashi that would say, it says be'emtza shita dafka is be'emtza shita dafka, v'loy be'emtza hadaf. If akert, be'emtza shita is coming la'afuke emtza hadaf. So we come out according to Rav Ashi. Rav is saying that be'emtza shita dafka v'loy be'emtza hadaf means he was going on the emtza shita, but avada la'ini kol yisrael has to be in the soif of the amud. And the rabbanon that say af be'emtza shita, he's saying af be'emtza shita u be'emtza hadaf, and it could also be, it could even be in the emtza of the daf. Now, according to the Rabbanon, according to Rashi, that they're saying af be'emtza shita, and they're coming to be marba be'emtza hadaf, means even be'emtza shita and also be'emtza hadaf, means be'emtza hadaf and be'emtza hashita. Frek, the shita megubetzas in sifkot and tes, why would Rashi be mazbe like this? If the Braisa said that you have to end in the end of the Amud, and Rav said be'emtza, and we want to fa'em for Rav, that Rav meant be'emtza shita, so say that everyone holds that it's besoif hadaf, like the Braisa says. Everyone holds that it's going on soif ha'omud. And just the shaila is, on that omud itself, do you have to end be'em tashita davka, which would be Ravashi's shita, or af be'em tashita, you could even end in the emt, you could even end in the emt of the shita, or you could end in the soif ha'shita, and that would be the shita of the Rabbanan. Means the Rabbanan would hold that on the last line of the daf, you could end either in the end of the line, or in the middle of the line, but Avadi, we're talking about the last line of the Amud, Soif HaDaf, and Ravashi would hold Be'em Tzashita Dafka, that it has to be Dafka Be'em Tzashita, but why would Rashi be Masber, Af Be'em Tzashita, in the Shita of the Rabbanon, Af Be'em Tzashita Hu Be'em Tzahadaf, that the Rabbanon hold that you could also end in the Em Tzahadaf. What was Machriach Rashi to be Mefarish, that Af Be'em Tzashita is coming to be Marbe Be'em Tzahadaf. So the Rashash says that the reason why Rashi said that Af Be'em Tzashita is coming to be Marbe Be'em Tzahadaf is because there's no reason why you should not be allowed, means in Ravashi's Shita, that Ravashi says Be'em Tzashita Daf, because Dr. Rashash, there's no reason why you should not be allowed to write Besoif Hashita. Just like the Gemara is saying that Besoif Hadaf is a Maila, so Soif Hashita would also be a Maila. And then Rav Ashi's Shita that says Be'em Tzashita Dafka, that you have to end in the middle of the line, that can't be La'afuke Soif Hashita. Because there's no Svara to say that you shouldn't be able to end Besoif Hashita. There's no Svara to say you shouldn't be able to end at the end of the line. So what is Rav Ashi saying? Be'em Tzashita Dafka? He is saying that you can't end at the end of the line. No, he's not coming. He's not coming La'afuke Soif Hashita, he's coming lafuke soif hadaf. Means Rav said be'emtza hadaf, and the Gemara is touching that it means be'emtza shita dafka, but not be'emtza hadaf. Means he's coming lafuke emtza hadaf. He's not coming lafuke soif hashita. When he says emtza hashita, he could be coming lafuke soif hashita, or he could be saying emtza dafka of the shita, but not emtza of the daf. So there's no svara to say that he's coming lafuke the soif hashita, because just like soif hadaf is mufurish in the Gemara that it's a maila, so soif hashita would also be a maila. Oy bazoy, if Rav Ashi is coming to say emtza shita dafka and he's coming lafuke emtza hadaf, so the rabbanon that say af be emtza shita, they have to be talking about also emtza hadaf. But that's how the Rashash for emphasis this kasha, that was machriach Rashi to say that the Rabbanim were also talking about when the Rabbanim said af be'em tzashita, their af be'em tzashita is coming to be marba be'em tzahadaf, because it's coming off of the shita of Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi could not have been saying be'em tzashita daf kalafuki soif hashita, because there's no svara to say that you should not be able to end it at the soif hashita, just like the Gemara says klar that it's a maila in soif hadaf, there would be a maila in soif hashita. So this svara that Rashash says that there's no svara to say that you should not be able to end in the soif hashita, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Ayin Resh Beis Sifkat Yud Beis and the Kesa Sofer in Simen Yud Gimel Sifhei, they both say that there is a svara to say that you should have to end Dafka Be'em Tzashita. You should have to end Dafka Be'em Tzashita to show that this is the soif HaSefer. Because if you end at the end of the line, then we could think that maybe there was more to write. You just punk ran out of room, so you stopped over here. But if you end in the middle of the line, like we'll see later in Mitzvah Shem in the Sugya of Psuchos and Stumas, when you end in the middle of the line, you're showing that we're stopping over here bedavka, because here is the place to stop, and not just pshat that we ran out of room. So Oy Bazai, according to this svara, that you could end. That there is a svara to say in Rav Ashi that it's be'em tzashita dafka, that you have to end dafka in in the emta of the shita la'afuke the soif hashita. So vaita, what was machriach Rashi to say that be'emta shita that but in the shita of the rabbanon that af be'emta shita that he's coming to be married be'emta hadaf? Why can he say that the machlekes of the rabbanon and Rav Ashi is everyone holds that you have to end in the soif hadaf, and the shaila just is when Rav said he meant be'emta shita avada, he meant the soif hadaf, the last line of the amud. But the shaila is, did he mean be'emta hashita davka, that it has to be be'emta shita, or the shita of the rabbanon could be on that line, in the bottom of the line, on the bottom of the amud, even on soif hadaf? But avada, everyone would be maskim, like it says mefurish in the braisa, that you have to go be'soif hadaf, and then. And then Rav would be stimming with the Brais. So, according to the Svarah that we just said, so you could answer the Kasha the other way. It means the Rishash was saying that there's no Svarah to say that that Rav Ashi was coming la'afuke saif hadaf. We could say the opposite Svarah in the Rabbanan. If you say that the Sefer Torah has to end in the middle of the line to show that here is where it stops, and not pshat that we got to the end of the Amud and we ran out of room, but really Be'etzim, there's more to say. But it has to end in the end of the emtza shita. So then the shita of the Rabbanon could not have been af be'emtza shita, and you could also end in the end of the line. Because you can't end in the end of the line. You have to show that here's the end of the Sefer Torah. So when the Rabbanon said af be'emtza shita, what were they coming to Imarba? They were coming to Imarba u be'emtza hadaf. That's why Rashi's mazbur u be'emtza hadaf. Mamash faket from the Svar of the Rashash. The Rashash was, we've emphasized the Rashash, that Rav Ashi could not have meant la'afuke soif hashita, emtza shita davka la'afuke soif hashita, because there's no svara to say that you can't write on the soif hashita. Now we'll say mamash fakert, that it can't be in the Rabbanan allow you to write on the soif hashita, because it's clear that the Sefer Torah has to end in the middle of the line to show that here is where it stops and there's nothing more to write. So the Rabbanan shita that say af be'emtza shita can't be going on the end of the line and also the middle of the line. So the af of the Rabbanon that are saying af be'emtza shita has to be marba u be'emtza hadaf. Means you could write be'emtza hadaf and you could also write be'emtza shita. According to this pshat, it would come out l'chayre that if the reason why Rashi was pushed to say that the machlek is between the Rabbanon and Rav Ashi of be'emtza shita dafka or af be'emtza shita is la'afuke emtza hadaf, and not that they're discussing emtza shita la'afuke soif shita, that the svara is because soif shita is pasha that it can't be, so l'chayre soif shita would be pasul because soif shita is pasha that it can't be, and that wasn't even in the Nidin. From the Ponim Meiris, it doesn't sound like that. Because the Panim Iris in Chelik Beis Siman Kuf Ayin Tes, he's downing the Shaila, what would happen if the Sefer Torah was written till the end of the line? He brings the Be'er Sheva, the Be'er Sheva that brings Lashon Nemuki Yosef, that says, Aval Besoif Shita Pasal. That means that the Nemuki Yosef learned that when Rav Ashi says, Be'emtza Shita Dafka, it means Be'emtza Shita, and not in the Soif Shita. And the Panim Iris asks on the Be'er Sheva, before you bring a Rai from the Muki Yosef that it's possible, why don't you bring a Rai from Rashi that it's kosher? Because Rashi learned that the whole sugya of the Rabbanan and Rav Ashi, that Klara Shaila, in what's Taichin Emtza, does it mean Af Be'emtza Shita or Be'emtza Shita Dafka? Rashi learned that the whole Shaila is La'afukei Emtza Hadaf. Emtza Shita Dafka or Af Be'emtza Shita, the Shaila is Af be'emtza shita and also in the emtza hadaf, or emtza shita dafka v'loy be'emtza hadaf. The whole shmuz is only in the contrast of emtza hashita and emtza hadaf. And there's no shita that holds emtza shita, but not soif shita. So l'chayr, it's mefurish and Rashi, zok t'ponim iris, it's mefurish and Rashi, that Rashi holds that soif shita would also be kosher, because otherwise Rashi would teach be'emtza shita dafka v'loy be'soif shita. And Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says be'emtza shita dafka v'loy be'emtza hadaf. That emtza shita is like coming la'afukei emtza hadaf. But b'zok the Panim Meiris,
the kasha of the Shita Mekubetzes. Taka, what pushed Rashi to say like this? Why can't Rashi learn that everybody's talking about the Rabbanan and Rav Ashi that say Afba Emtze Shito or Emtze Shita Dafka? They're both going on Soif HaAmud. And the Shaila is, could you write it at the end of the line or the middle of the line? Means could, that would be the Shita of the Rabbanan, Afba Emtze Shita or B'Soif Shita, and Rav Ashi would hold Emtze Shita Dafka, Lafuke Soif Shita. What pushed Rashi to say that the contrast of Emtze Shita Dafka is Lafuke Emtze Hadaf, and the Rabbanan that hold Afba Emtze Shita hold Afba Emtze Hadaf. They hold Afba Emtze Shita and also Emtze Hadaf is Kasher. So now the sugya started with the fact that Rav said two memras, and these two memras were Tanya Teyufta against these two memras. So Zokta Pana Meiris, let's make a cheshbon and see if it's Taka Tanya Teyufta against these two memras. So now, in Rav Ashi's Shita, that Rav Ashi holds, Emtze Shita Dafka. Let's examine the memras that we have from Rav. We have the first memra of Rav that says, HaKoysev Sefer Toiru Ubo Ligmar Goymer Afilu Be'emtze Hadaf. So, this memra that Rav said, Afilu Be'emtze Hadaf, according to Rav Ashi, that holds, that when you say, Be'emtze Shita Zichar Dafka, Be'emtze Shita Dafka. So you can't teach this to mean, Afilu Be'emtze Hadaf, that it's going on the Emtze Shita. The first memra of Rav, on top of the Amud, that says, HaKoyzeh Sefer Torah Bo Ligma Gomer Afilu Be'emtze Hadaf. You can't teach that to, according to Rav Ashi, that holds Emtze Shita as Dafka, you can't teach that to mean Afilu Be'emtze Hashita. Means if you want to teach that line that says Be'emtze Hadaf, to be going on the Shita, you can't say that it means, you can't say that it's going on the Shita, because the Lashon is Afilu Be'emtze Hadaf. So, and Rav Ashi holds Emtze Shita Dafka. So that can't be going on Emtze Hashita. So Elamai, what could you answer over here? Like the Gemara answers that the Braisa that's soiser this, that says they have to end in the end of the Daf. So Rav's Memra of Afilu Be'emtze Hadaf, Zok the Gemara, you could answer that it's going on Chumashim Shebesefer Torah. Then the Gemara brings a Rav that says La'ini Kol Yisrael Be'emtze Hadaf, and the Gemara Taka answers that means Be'emtze Shita. So the second member of Rav is fine. The first member of Rav that said, the second member of Rav is fine because when he said Be'emtze Hadaf, he meant Be'emtze Shita. La'ini Kol Yisrael Be'emtze Hadaf means Be'emtze Shita, but it stims with the Braisa that says there has to be Be'soif Hadaf, because this Emtze Shita could be, it's in the middle of the last line, so that stims. The only problem is, according to Rav Ashi, in Rashi's Mahalach, according to Rav Ashi, the first member of Rav, that Rav said, Afilu Be'emtze Hadaf, that can't be going on the Shita, because Rav Ashi holds Emtze Shita Dafka. So you'll have to fa'emfer that's going on Chumashim Shebesefer Torah. And on that, you could taka say Tani Tiyufta, because Toysa says, Toysa on Chavtesim Abayis, Toysa says, "V'tani tiyufta b'chad alav tiyufta gemurihi, ela debedoichik mitarza." It's not on one of the shailas. The other member of Rav with how much could you fix in a sefer Torah that has a toys b'chol daf v'daf, that Rav said that three you could fix, and the Braisa said that two you could fix, three you can't, and the Braisa said fakert. The Braisa said that three you could fix, four you can't. So that's mefurish not like Rav. But Zoktaisvis, in that one is Taka Tiyufta, but in the other one, in the other memra, our memra that we're learning now, on this memra, Zoktaisvis, it's not a Tiyufta Gemura because it's Bedoichik Metarza. So according to Rav Ashi, it works out Moiridik. Bedoichik Metarza means that we're the first memra of Rav, that Rav says Afilu Be'emtze Hadaf, has to be going on Chumashim Shebesefer Torah. Even in the Emtze Hadaf, it can't be going on Emtze Hashita again, because Rav Ashi says Be'emtze Shita Dafka. So it has to be going on the Daf, and you'll have to fa'emfer that it's going on Sefer Torah Shebe Chumash, Chumashim Shebe Sefer Torah. because otherwise it's a mefurish stira on this Rav, because the Rav saying over here be'emtza hadaf, and the Braisa says b'soif hadaf, that the Sefer Torah has to end b'soif hadaf. The Teretz is that Rav was going on chumashim shev Sefer Torah, and that's taka a Teretz, but it's a doichik Teretz. So on that you could say that Rav said a memra v'tanya tiyufta. Now let's go with the shita of the Rabbana. If you say in the shita of the Rabbana that the Rabbana say af be'emtza shita, but they're also talking about emtza hadaf. I'm sorry, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says it's going on emtza hadaf. If you say that when Rav said af, that le'eni kol Yisrael is af be'emtza is le'eni kol Yisrael is be'emtza hadaf, and the Gemara wants to touch that it means be'emtza hashita, and the Rabbanon say that it means af be'emtza shita. If you would say that means b'soif hadaf, but it's also be'emtza shita, then Rav is not itoisiv b'chlal, because the Rabbanon hold afilu be'emtza shita, and the afilu is coming to be marba not only b'soif hashita but also be'emtza hashita, means they're not talking about emtza hadaf. They're b'chal not talking about emtza hadaf. Everyone's masking, like the shita mekubetzes kash, everybody's masking that you need soif ha'omad. And on that soif ha'omad itself, the Rabbanon are saying, af be'emtza shita, means it could be the soif ha'shita, or the emtza shita. So then even the first memra of Rav, you could answer that it's going on the shita. Because the first memra of Rav said, ha'koyis v'sefer Torah bo ligmer goymer afilu be'emtza hadaf. And if you want to say that is going on emtza hashita, so then that word afilu stems according to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon always say that the shita of Rav be'emtza hashita was afilu be'emtza hashita. So you could touch even the first member of Rav that he's going on the shita, and afilu be'emtza, everyone's masking like the Braisa that you have to finish b'soif hadaf. And afilu be'emtza hadaf is going on the shita. So then Rav is not itoisiv b'chlal. So according to the Rabbanon, Rav is b'chlal not itoisiv. And the sugi started off with a memra of Rav Yosef that says that Rav was itoisiv. So even if you want to say that there's a doichik teretz of sefer Torah b'chumashim, but so that's still called itoisiv. But according to the Rabbanon, in the way that shita mekubetzes would like us to learn, in the sheet of the Rabbanon, af be'emtza shita is talking about on the last line. But af be'emtza shita is coming to be ma'arba b'soif shita, that you could write either on the soif shita or the emtza shita. But avadi, you need the last line. So then there's b'chal no kasha on Rav. Because even in the first memra, where Rav says, afilu be'emtza hadaf, you could tie it to mean emtza shita. Frekt upon him iris, maybe you could say it's itoisiv. Why could you say it's itoisiv? Because it's a doichik to say that emtza hadaf means emtza hashita. Zok to panim iris, that's b'chal not a doichik. Because emtza hadaf means the middle of the daf. The same way that you could taish the middle of the daf from the top to the bottom, you could taish the middle of the daf from side to side. To say that be'emtza bo ligmor goymer sefer Torah, even be'emtza hadaf, and he means chumashim shebesefer Torah, that's already a doichik. But to teach the words that be'emtza hadaf means, avad, you have to write on the bottom line, like the Braisa said, mekatzer v'hoylich ad soif hadaf, which is klar going on the end of the page. That has to be dafka on the end of the omer. So maybe Rav agrees to that. I Rav said afilu be'emtza hadaf, that'll be going on emtza hashita, and it's bechlal not a doichik to say that it's going on emtza hashita. Because the word emtza hadaf could mean the middle of the daf. So what's the difference if you're talking about middle of the daf from top to bottom, or if you're talking about the middle of the daf from side to side? And then it would come out that there's no kasha on Rav b'chal from the Braisa. Rav stims with all of the Braises. So maybe you don't have to, if there would be a way to learn that you could say that Rav stims with all the Braises, that then I'm sure Rav Yosef would be maskim to that. But since Rav Yosef said that Rav is itoisiv, so Rashi sees in the fact that Rav Yosef said that Rav was itoisiv, that it must be that when the Rabbanon say af be'emtza shita, they mean even be'emtza hadaf. Meaning be'emtza hadaf from top to bottom. And the af be'emtza shita is including even emtza hadaf not including even the Soif Shita. And on that, it's Mamashi Toysev, according to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon hold the Emtze Hadaf is fine. And the Braisa said, Mefurish, that you need Besoif Hadaf from top to bottom. And what Rav Yosef would say that Rav, what Toysis means, that in Rav Yosef, Rav Al-Kalponim has a Teretz B'doichik, that would be going in Shitas Rav Ashi. Because in Shitas Rav Ashi, the second memra of Rav, that says be'emtza is taka going on emtza shita, but it means the soif hadaf, and that stems with the brisa. But the first memra of Rav that says afilu be'emtza hadaf, the afilu according to Rav Ashi can't be going on the shita because Rav Ashi holds be'emtza shita dafka. So the afilu be'emtza hadaf, that memra of Rav has to be talking about chumoshim shebesefer Torah, and on that it's taka called itoisiv because even though there's a teretz, but it's a doichik. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omer of Yeshua bar Abba, Omer of Gidla Marav, Shmair Psukim Shabbatayra, Yochid Kara Oisam Abesaknesses. The last eight Psukim of the Torah have a din of Yochid Kara Oisam. We'll see, Be'ezer Hashem, what that means, Yochid Kara Oisam. So the Gemara says, Keman, the like Rib Shimon, that this memra of Yochid Kara Oisam is not like Rib Shimon, because the Gemara brings a machlaik is who wrote these Psukim. The first man, the Omer says, which is Rabbi Yehuda, says that Yeshua wrote these psukim because it says Pasuk Vayomet Shom Moshe Eved Hashem. Is it possible that Moshe is Chai and he's writing Vayomet Shom Moshe? So must be Yeshua wrote them. Reb Shimon says that is it possible that a Sefer Torah is Chaser Ois Achas and Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Pasuk Lakoyach a Sefer Torah Hazev Esamtem Oisav VeGoimer Heladkan Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oimer UMoshe Oimer VeKoysev. Till these eight psukim, the Eibishter said the Torah. And Moshe said over and then wrote. That's the girsa that we have. From there on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and Moshe wrote Bedema. We'll see what that means in a second. Be'ezer Hashem. Like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, so the Gemara says that the Halacha of Yochid Kaira Oisim and Beis HaKnesses L'chayr is not like Reb Shimon, because Bishlam like Reb Yehuda or Reb Nechemiah. You could say that since these psukim are different, because the rest of the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote and these psukim Yehoshua wrote, so that's why it has a separate din of Yochid Kaira Oisim. Masha'en can let Reb Shimon, even these eight psukim Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, so what's the difference between these eight psukim and the rest of the Torah? And for the Gemara, no, it could even be going like Reb Shimon, because given the ishtani, since they're different, lamaisa these psukim have some sort of a difference according to Reb Shimon. Whatever the difference will be masber, according to the Rishonim, what was different about these eight psukim? But lamaisa, since they had a difference, so they have a different din. It's yochid kara oisam. Now, and that's a din of what is taich yochid kara oisam isaknasis. So Rashi says, Adam echad kara ve'in mafsik ben taim kedei lamed achav likrais. You don't make a new aliyah. These eight psukim, the din of Yochid Kaira Oisam means that they have to, all Ipsukim have to be read by one person, and you can't stop and make Aliyah in between. This same Gemara is brought in the Gemara in Bava Basra, and the Shita Mikubetz over there says that the Pshat is that Yochid Kaira Oisam means that they have to have a separate Aliyah. There's a third Pshat that's in the Rambam. The Rambam Perikid Gimel Mehilchus Tefillah Halacha Vov says, Shmoyne psukim shebesoif ha-toyra mutter likros oisam abeis ha-knesses bepochus me'asora. That it's mutter to read them even without a minyan. And the Rambam says that what's the reason? Hoyul u'mashmo'on shehein achar misas moshe hari nishtanu. Lefikov mutter liyochich likros oisam. So it's a sound that the Rambam sounds like he's learning that the reason why is a little bit different than we would have said in the Gemara. We would have said in the Gemara because either Omer v'Kaisav, like we'll see, or because of Kaisav Bedema. The Rambam says that the reason why these eight psukim are different is because the mashmois is that they're achar misas moshe. But yeah, Shia, the Rambam says that the word of Yochid Kaira Oisam is that you don't need a minion. You could be Kaira it pochus me'asor. And the Ravid asks on him that lo shamanu davaz me'oilam u'mashe omer Yochid Kaira Oisam. It means that you're not mafsik with an aliyah like Rashi's pshat, and the Ravid finishes with Mashe Kosov who inyan zarus ma'oid v'hatzibur heichan halchu. Where did the tzibur go? Meaning, what's the epis? These eight psukim should have a din different than Kol HaTorah Kula that they shouldn't need a tzibur. Means l'chayre nichlal in the kasha is that whatever it is, it blibes the davar shebikdusha, and davar shebikdusha still needs a minyan. So what's the reason why you shouldn't need a tzibur by tzibur heichen halchus? Mufarshim speak out that the kasha is even starker, because if they were laning from before and then they got up to these eight psukim and the tzibur left, then you don't even need this din of the Rambam to tell you that you can continue reading the Sefer Torah. Because the din is, anyways, even if you have less than a minyan, if you started with a minyan, you're allowed to finish without a minyan. So they say there could be the Rambam. What the Rambam means is that din that you can continue reading is only when you have roiv, and the Rambam's din would be pochus me'asara, even if there's not roiv left. I'll call upon him. We have three pshatim in the Gemara. Either it means that yachid kaira oisam, that you can't stop in middle to make a new aliyah, or it means yachid kaira oisam, like the Shita Megubetzus in Bava Basra Tezvav, that it needs a separate aliyah on its own, or the Rambam's shot is yachid kaira oisam, that you don't need a minyan, you could lane it with pochus me'asara. In the etzim din of what was different about these eight psukim according to Reb Shimon, so we said that our gears in the Gemara is that mikan ve'eilech Hakadosh Baruch Hu oimer u'moisha oimer ve'koisiv. Until here, the Eibishter said the Torah, u'moisha's Rabbeinu said it over and then wrote mikan ve'eilech Hakadosh Baruch Hu oimer u'moisha koisiv bedema. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, and Moshe wrote B'dem. So what does that mean? So Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, U'Moshe Oimer, when it says that the rest of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, and Moshe said it, and then wrote. So it's like Rashi, U'Moshe Oimer Acharov, Kedesh Elayitu B'Ksav V'Koysev. That Moshe Rabbeinu would say over the Torah as Hashem said it to him before he wrote it down, so that he shouldn't make a mistake in the Ksav. What about these eight psukim? Mikan ve'elich Moshe koisev bedema v'loy hoya oimer acharov miroiv tzarei. And he didn't say over the words. Means the shinui from the rest of the Torah was that Moshe Rabbeinu used to say over the Torah before he wrote it, so he shouldn't make a mistake. Mashen ken over here, he wrote it without saying over. And what's the raya that the Gemara brings from Yirmiyah? K'moshe nevel ahalon mipiv yikorei sheloy hoya oimer acharov mishum dekenes heve. That over there in Yirmiyah, when the Navi Baruch was writing, when the Navi Baruch Ben Neri was writing the Kinnis, he wrote it and he also did not say it over, because it was Divrei Kinnis. In Tosfos and in other Rishonim, it's Mavur that there was a Girsa in the Gemara that B'kol HaTorah Kula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer u'Moshe koisiv, mikan ve'elech Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oimer u'Moshe koisiv bedema, and it doesn't have the words u'Moshe Oimer ve'koisiv. So it would seem that rest of the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and over here Moshe Rabbeinu wrote bedema. That would be mashma that the chiluk was that rest of the Torah was written with dioi, and over here the Torah was written mamash bedema. Not just bedema means that because he was in a matzav of dema, so mele he didn't say over the words because of the tzar. But fakat, when he wrote it mamash bedema, and that would be the chiluk between these eight psukim and the rest of the Torah. Then, what would the raya be from the Navi in Yirmiyah? So then the raya would be, because the pasuk says, v'yarem lehem boruch mipiv yikorei ele es kol hadvarim o'ele v'ani koizav ala sefer bedyoi. And the raya would be the rest of the sefer Torah is written bedyoi, because you see that the pasuk says, ala sefer bedyoi. Masha'enkein, over here was written bedema. So the Ritva and Bava Basra asks on this pshat that what would you need to bring a raya? He says v'zeh tomu al chayrif from the signal and halosh, and it's mashma that he's asking that what would you need to bring a raya from v'yarmel lehem boruch mipiv yikorei ele es kol hadvarim o'ele v'ani koisav ala sefer bedyoi, that you have to write with bedyoi. It's a davar pashut that you have to write a sefer Torah bedyoi. It's alach l'mashma sinai. It's something everybody knows. V'zeh epes, you would have to bring a raya from this pasuk. And punkt you bring from a pasuk of Kinnis, maybe you could add to the kasha. It seems that it was something similar to what was going on by Moshe Rabbeinu. Malkabonim, that's the Ritva's kasha. Just to be mayor, that in the psukim over there, the Malbim speaks out that the reason why he said Vani Koisav ala Sefer Bidyoi was that he was trying to bring a raya that what he was saying was Divrei Nevius, that it came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the raya is because Svarim needed to be written Bidyoi. And he was speaking that out, that look, Ani Koisav ala Sefer Bidyoi, because it has Hilchus Kedusha, it has the Kedusha of a regular Sefer, so you should believe him that this is Dvarim Kedoshim. This is Kisvei Kodesh. So l'chayre then it would be Efshet Tavlin to say that that's the reason why the Gemara is bringing this pasuk, because the whole reason why he said it was to show that it's Kisvei Kodesh, because it was written b'dyoy. I don't know that there's other psukim that say beferish that Kisvei Kodesh has to be written b'dyoy. So even though maybe it's takadav pashut, but over here it's mafurish in a pasuk. The Marsha in Bava Basra, he brings down both he's coiled both pshatim together. It sounds like that he's learning that they're both true. That Moshe Rabbeinu did not say the amira, and he also did not write it b'dyoy. He wrote it b'dema. But the Marsha lays too that Reb Shimon was also coming to answer the kasha of Efshir Moshe Chai because of Yom Hashem Moshe. Means the first man, the Amr, Reb Yehuda, Reb Nechemya, they said that because it can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu himself should write Vayom Hashem Moshe, so it has to be Yeshua wrote it. Reb Shimon was also bothered by this kasha, and l'chayre it's mechzik yishikra, and memeila Moshe Rabbeinu did a shinui, and because he did a shinui, therefore that fa'emphors the kasha of Moshe Chai because of Vayom Hashem Moshe, that it's not mechzik yishikra because it's different from all the other places in the Torah. So if you say that he wrote b'dema, so then that's mamash a chilek. I guess that would answer the kasha that how could it be v'yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem? How could he write v'yom Hashem Moshe? The Torah says he made a shinui, so it's not mamash mechzik yishikra. But just the shinui of Moshe Rabbeinu saying over, whether he said it over or not, why would that take care of the problem of mechzik yishikra? He's still writing down the nevuah of v'yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. So how would that take away the problem of Moshe Ben writing V'yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, because Miroiv Tzaroi, he didn't say over the words as he wrote them. So it's brought down from B'Shem the Briskerov, B'Shem Reb Chaim, that the difference between Nevi and Miksuvim is that both of them Avader were written Beruach HaKadosh. But the Taich of Nevi'im is that the Eibishter told a Nevuah to a Navi, and then he wrote it down, and it has a din of Kisvei Kodesh, has a din of Nevi'im. Ksuvim, well, they also have a din of Kisvei Kodesh, but the word Ksuvim means that the Nevuah wasn't given to say over, and then the Navi went and wrote it down. The Tzivui was to go ahead and write it down. So, Oy Bazoi, that's what the Gemara is bringing over here, Araya, from the Navi in Yirmiyah. That the nevuah was given beferish to write down. It wasn't a nevuah that was given to say over. Baruch ben Neri over here wasn't a novi to say over these words. It's divrei kinnis that was given to write down and read over the Megillah afterwards. Mipiv yikore eiles advarim hoela. Yikore means that they'll read over the sefer. He's going to write them down, and they're going to read over the sefer. The vart is that it's a nevuah that's given lehedya to write down, and that's the pshat by Moshe Rabbeinu. The problem was that it's mechzik yishikra, because how could Moshe Rabbeinu say b'divrei nevius v'yom Hashem Moshe when it didn't happen? That's lecher it's a mechzik yishikra. The Teretz is you take away the mechzik yishikra by the tzivui being that if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say it over, then the vart is that he's not when he's saying it over. It's kilu he was like saying over the divrei nevius of the Torah and then writing it down. But by skipping out the step of saying it over, so the word is that he's not accepting divrei nevius and writing them down like the rest of the Torah. The word would be that it's a tzivui lahedya just to write it down. In the Etzim Divrei Gemara, that the Gemara says, Ela ad kan kodesh baruch hu oimer, u'moshe oimer v'koisev. So Rashi said that the reason why the Koisev, why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Oimer V'Koisev, is so he shouldn't come to make a mistake. So Tosis also has this girso of Moshe Oimer V'Koisev, and he says, V'chumre hi l'koisvei sefer Torah u'mezuzah u'tfilin. And then he brings the reason of Rashi that you might come to make a mistake. So it's mashal that Tosis had another reason besides for coming to make a mistake, that there is another reason why the Koisev should be Oimer V'Koisev. Why the Gemara said that Moshe Rabbeinu was Oimer V'Koisev. So the Ritva on Bava Basra says that it's Mipnei Chashivus and Chavivus of the Divrei Torah that the Koisev should be Oimer. So that could be what Tosfos means. V'chumrahu l'kais v'stam, that there was a chumrah that the kais v'stam would say over the verita that they were writing mitoich chavivus v'chashivus. We'll see in Mitzvah Hashem momentarily another reason from the Bach why you would have to write, why you would have to say what you're writing. But the Vav, we have the Iker reason is because so they shouldn't come to make a mistake. And that's what Rashi says, and that's what Tosfos brings, and other Rishonim bring, that you shouldn't come to make a mistake. And then there's Tosfos seems to have another reason that the Ritva classifies as Chavivus and Chashivus. Now the Tur in Or Chaim, the Tur says, "Tzorich sheyichtev mepi haksav," which is a din gebayt on a Gemara in Megillah, "v'sheyikru kol teva v'teva kaidem sheyichtevena." And you should read each teva, you should read each word before you write it. Now, that's in Hilchus Tefillin in Or Chaim. And in Hilchus Sefer Torah in Yerdeya, the Tur says that you have to have a Sefer Acher Lefon of Shiyatek Mimenu, because you Sha'asur Lichtav Afilo is Achas Sholem and Aksav. That's right to the din in the Gemara and Megillah, that you have to copy from the Mitoich Aksav. But over there, the Tur does not mention the fact that you have to have the Amira. That you have to be oimer v'koisev, that you have to say out the tevas haksiva before you write them. So the Beis Yosef says that the reason why the Tur in Yerideya did not say that you have to say out the words before you write them is because he was soim achatzmei al mashakosav in Or Chaim and Hilchos Tefillin, that you have to always say out the words. So in Yerdei, he was saying Chatzmei that he already said it, and he didn't have to repeat himself. The Bach in Yerdei, the Bach says another teretz to the Divrei HaTur. He says that it could be that Dafka by Tefillin, there's an extra Zahiris that you have to be Moitzi the Tevis Mipiv. Even though you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you still have to write the Tevis Mipiv. You still have to say out the Tevis Mipiv, because Tefillin are more chomer, because if you miss out a letter, then the Tefillin are possible, because you need Kesidron. Masha'en came by a Sefer Torah, there are those that hold it, it's not even a Bracha L'Vatola if you read from a puzzle Sefer Torah, and also you could correct mistakes later. So Sefer Torah would have less of a din of Amira than Tefillin. Now, Avada, you would only be able to say this because you're writing Mitoich HaKsav. Because in our Gemara it's mefurish that even by Sefer Torah you have to be oimer v'kosev. So you could say, according to the Bach, that's only when you're not writing mitoich haksav. Like we'll see in a second. But Masha'enkein, when you're writing mitoich haksav, zok the Bach that the teretz the divrei hatur that in Or Chaim he does not say that you have to read the words, you have to say out the words. In Or Chaim he says that even when you're writing mitoich haksav you have to read the words. You have to speak it out. Masha'enka in Yerdei, he didn't say it, is because in Yerdei he's talking about Hilchos Sefer Torah, which is more kal than Tefillin, that Tefillin needs Kesidron. Now the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Beis, in Or Chaim, Siman Lamed Beis, Sifchav Tes, the Mechaber says that if the parashas at Tefillin are not shkuris bepiv, tzarech sheyichtev mitoich haksav. That's from the Gemara in Megillah, and the Gemara in Megillah over there, Taka says that if the parashas are Shkura is befiv, if he knows the parashas by heart, and he knows the parashas of Tefillin and Mezuzah, which are migras greasy, most people know them by heart. So those parashas you don't have to write mitoich haksav. So Al Kaponim zok to the Mechaber that if the parashas are not shkura is befiv, you have to write mitoich haksav. And in Sif Lamed Aleph, the Mechaber says, if you're not writing mitoich haksav, then you should not be koisev al peh, masha makri oisei acher, ele im kein yachzer huv yikra befiv. So the Mechaber says klor in Hilchos Tefillin that the only time you have to read over the words that you're writing is if you are writing alpeh. Now I know you're not writing mitoich haksav, you're writing mashamakri yosei acher, someone else is reading to you, and he's writing from that, so then you have to read over the words. And it's not good enough just to hear what someone else is writing and read it over. Now, the Magen Avraham asks that in Yerideya, the Mechaber paskins that you have to have another sefer in front of you that you're going to copy from, because it's also lichta v'isachas shalom inaksav. And the Mechaber says that you have to read kol teva mipiv before you write it, just like the Beis Yosef was masber in the Tur that you always need both. So the kasha is, it's mashma in Hilchos Sefer Torah, it's meforish in Hilchos Sefer Torah that you need both. That even though you're writing mitoich haksav, still you have to say over the words that you're writing before you write them. Mashenken, in Hilchos Tefillin, the Mechaber is saying that when you're writing mitoich haksav, then you don't have to say over the words that you're writing. So what's pshat in the Mechaber that in Hilchos Tefillin, when you're writing mitoich haksav, you don't have to say it over? Mashenken. In Hilchos Sefer Torah, even though when you're writing mitoich haksav, you do have the din of amira, you have to say over the words. So the Magen Avraham says that maybe it's a kula in Hilchos Tefillin because Tefillin are migras grisi. Because the Gemara says that when bibal Tefillin are shkuris bepiv, so there's a halacha that you don't have to write mitoich haksav if you know it. So the Magen Avraham is being mechadish that there's a middle madrega. If your mamash knows it, so then you don't have to write mitoich haksav b'chlal. But even if he's writing mitoich haksav, but since the etz and parshas are tefillin are normally known, so even though he has to write mitoich haksav, or maybe even taka, he knows it, but that's not muchach. But lemaisa, even if he's writing mitoich haksav, since the etz and parshas of tefillin are known by most people, so therefore you don't have to say over the words. That means you would need the fact that it's migras grisi plus the fact that he's writing mitoich haksav, that would eliminate the need to say over the words. Masha enkein in Hilchos Sefer Torah, even though he's writing mitoich haksav, but because you don't have the mila of migras grisi, so then you would have to say over the words, and you would need the din of amir. So the Magen Avraham is being mechalek between Hilchos Sefer Torah and Hilchos Tefillin. That since Tefillin are migras grisi, even though when you're writing mitoich haksav, you don't have to have an amira. Masha enkein by Sefer Torah, even when you're writing mitoich haksav, you still need an amira. The Prima Gadim in Hilchos Tefillin, in Simon Tofer Tzadik Aleph on the Magen Avraham Sivkat and Dalet, says another teretz to the Kasha on the Mechaber, that the Mechaber in Hilchos Tefillin says that when you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you do not have to say out the words. Mashenkin in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he says that even though you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you still have to have an Amir and you still have to say it over. That forget it's a chumrah in Sefer Torah, and you can't learn Tefillin from Sefer Torah, because the whole Gemara that we learn out from that you do have to have a din amira is our Gemara, and our Gemara was talking about Hilchos Sefer Torah, that Moshe Oimer v'Koysev, and that whole Gemara of Moshe Oimer v'Koysev was going on Sefer Torah. So forget from the Bach that said before that Tefillin is more chumrah. It's mashma in the Mechaber, according to the Prima Gadim, that Fakat Sefer's Torah is more chamer. By Tefillin, if he's writing Mitoich HaKsav, then you don't need a din of Amira. Masha Enkein, by Sefer Torah, that the Sefer Torah is more chamer, because that's the whole Makar of Moshe, Oimer, Vekoisev. So over there, you would need Amira, even though you're writing Mitoich HaKsav. And Lefizeh, the Prima Gadim says, that you could be masbid the Claire of the Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach in Beis Yosef brings a Rabbeinu Manoach that says that the Gemara Megill says that you have to write always Mitoich HaKsav. The Gemara says there that the Dalet Parshis of Tefillin, since it's Migras Grisi, it's Shkuras Befiv, people know it by heart, so therefore you don't have to write Mitoich HaKsav. So Claire to Rabbeinu Manoach, what's the halacha by these Dalet Parshis when they're writing them in a Sefer Torah? Over there, could you also say that because it's migras grisi, that you don't have to write the mitoich haksav? So we could say that if the pshat was just the shema yita, that we're worried that you're going to make a mistake. So then l'chayra, these dalet parashis, when they're written, even when you're writing them in a sefer Torah, since it's migras grisi, so then you don't have to worry about making a mistake. The same way you could write tefillin without writing mitoich haksav. So the same thing. When you're writing a Sefer Torah and you're writing these four parashis, you already know them, so you don't have to write the Mitoich HaKsav. But if you say that there's a Chumra in Sefer Torah, you see that there's a Chumra in Hilchas Shema Yitah of Sefer Torah, because the whole halacha of Amira is Geboit on Shema Yitah, and we see that there's a Chumra in Sefer Torah, that even though you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you still have to have an Amira, which we don't say by Tefillin. By Tefillin it's good enough to write Mitoich HaKsav, and you don't need an Amira. So we see that in the Hilchas Shema Yitah, that there's a chumrah of Sefer Torah, and it's geboit on this Gemara, because our Gemara says that Moshe Oimer v'Kaisav was going on Sefer Torah. So it's a chumra dafka by Sefer Torah. Memela, we would understand that even these same four parshas, which you have a svara that you shouldn't be chayshe for Shem Yitte because it's Migras Grisi, it's Shkuas Befiv, but still, maybe we would say that al tzchumr the Sefer Torah, you have to be chayshe more for Shem Yitte, and even though it's Migras Grisi, and when you're writing it in a Sefer Torah, it needs toichak sav, because we see that in Hilchas Shem Yitte, Sefer Torah has more of a chumra. Now, in the Goyin, in Bir Agro, in Or HaChaim, when the Mechaber says, Elohoitzi kol teva mipiv, he says that the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is taka based on this Shita that's brought in the Beis Yosef, that holds that you don't have to read the teva set, al kaponim by tefillin, when you're writing mitoich haksav. So, leaving the kasha from Yerodeya on the side, but in the Etzem Hilchas Tefillin, that it says over there that when you're reading Mitoich HaKsav, you don't have to say over the words. So they say that the diuk comes vayter from our Gemara, because our Gemara says Moshe Oimer v'Koisev was dafka because he was not writing Mitoich HaKsav. It was because he was writing from the Rabbanu Shlalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oimer and Moshe was Oimer v'Koisev. So from there comes the Mechaber in Hilchas Tefillin, that the Mechaber in Hilchas Tefillin says that when you're not writing Mitoich HaKsav, someone else is reading to you, then Dafka you have to say over. So the Goyin says that the whole Diyuk is Lav Dafka. But Fakert, it was a Chiddush that even though someone else is reading to him, so L'chayra there's less of a Makom Litois, because he's hearing the words. He's not like relying on his own reading. He's hearing the words from someone else. Still he had to say it over. Still he has to say over the words and write them down. He has to say it over in his own mouth and write them down. Just like we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, that even though he was being told the words, word for word, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still he was Oimer V'Koisev. And Zohar the Goyin, that it would come out that even when you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you still have to say over the words, even by Tefillin. Means the Mechaber said in Hilchas Tefillin that when you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you don't have to have an Amira. The Goyin holds that even when you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you would still have to have an Amira, which is the Pashtus of the Lashon of the Torah that we started with, that you have to write Mitoich HaKsav, and the Torah says that you have to say over the words. And the Levush also holds like that, L'halacha. So come to Chayis, that in Hilchas Tefillin al-Kaponim, it says, the Mechaber holds that when you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you don't have to say, you say out the words. And the Goyin and the Levush also holds like that, hold that even Medina, als the din of Shema Yitte, even when you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you still have to say over the words. And there's a third shita. There's a shita of the Bach. The Bach says, to be mazbe the Lashon of the Torah, that even though you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you still have to read out the words. So the Bach says that once you're reading Mitoich HaKsav, it's not mistava to say that the reason is Shema Yitte. But zok the Bach, kachi mitzvahs ksiva stam, kedei shetehei kedushas hevel kriyas kol teva v'teva hayotzi mipi hakayre, that there's a kedusha that comes from the etzem kriya, and this kedusha has to be nimshech on the oisius, and mela it has nothing to do with shema yitte. That even if you're writing mitoich haksav, so you don't have the chashash anymore of shema yitte, because that's good enough to be misal of the chashash of shema yitte. Still, it's a chumru hu lekoisvei stam that kedeshi tehei kedushas hevel kriyas kol teva v'teva. Nimshech on the oisius, that's the mitzvah of ksivas stam, that there's a kedusha that comes out of a person's mouth when he reads kisvei kodesh, and that kedusha is chal on the oisius as he writes them. So, oibazoi, we could say that maybe that's pshat and toisus. The toisus in our sugya brought the lashon of oimer v'koisev, and he said that it's chumruhu l'koisvei stam, and then he brought Rashi's reason of shema yitte. So this chumruhu l'koisvei stam could be what the Bach is referring to of kachi mitzvahs ksivas stam, that there's a inyan, a chumra, to be mamshech hevel kedushas called kriyas called teva v'teva on the oisius. Maybe that's chumra of kaisvei stam that toisus refers to. Now the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Kuflamates in Simelamad Beis Sifkat and Kuflamates, he brings the divrei Habach
to be chaylik on the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch says that when you're writing mitoich haksav, you don't have to say over the words. So he brings this chomer from the Bach that you do have to say over the words. Shevet HaLevi, in chaylik ches, simen vav, is a little matmiya on the Mishnah Berurah. Why didn't he bring, there's another shita. There's the shita of the Goyin and the Lavosh that hold that even Medina al-Shamayita, not just from the chomer of the Bach, but even Medina al-Shamayita, even when you're writing mitoich haksav, You still have to have an amira. And Shevet HaLevi points out that there is a nafka mina in the hider of the stam. There's a nafka mina in which reason you're going with. Because if you're going with the reason of Shema Yita, so then meaning even though you're writing mitoich haksav, but let's say you go with the reason of Shema Yita, so then if he didn't do it, so then there's nothing missing. He didn't do mamash what he was supposed to do. The Sofer didn't do mamash what he was supposed to do. But Lamaisa, the whole Chash was Shema Yita, and today there's no toys in the Ksiva. But if the reason out the Bach is Hevel, Kedushas, Kriyas, Kol Teva, Veteva, Nimshach, Allah, Oisius, so that Lechayre is, yes, some sort of a Maila in the Hidr of this town. So if you're supposed to do that, and the Sofer didn't do it, then it could be that there is missing something in the Hidr. So that reason God of the Mishnah Berurah did bring. It's not Kasha on the Mishnah Berurah, but Lamaisa, the Shevet HaLevi points out that there is a Chilik, a Nafkamina between what is the reason. Is the reason like the Bach, Alts Kedusha Satevis, or if the reason is Alts the Goyin, and the Lavosh of Shema Yitte. Now, to answer the original Kasha, that was the Kasha of the Magen Avraham, on why in Hilchas Tefillin does the Mechaber say that when you're being Kais of Mitoich HaKsav, you don't have to say over the words? Masha'enken in Hilchas Sevetoira, he says that you do have to say over the words. So there's a Hagav from the Chassam Sofer, on the Sefer Kesas HaSofer, Simen Dalet, Siv Vav. He says that the din is that you have to be Kais of Mitoich HaKsav. This din, the Makar is the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara is Lashon is Mashma that you need a Megillah Munachas Lefanov, and you write from that Megillah. The Gemara is Lashon is Demancha Megillah Kamei VeKoysev. So Zokta Chesam Sefer, it's Mashma that Megillah has to be a Kosher Megillah. Mamela, that's the din of Koysev Mitoich HaKsav. Koysev Mitoich HaKsav has to be from a Kosher Megillah. So by Sefer Torah, Kaisa Mitoich HaKsav would have to be from a Kosher Sefer Torah. So Zokt Chassam Sofer, Lamaisa, we know that Sofer do not write from a Kosher Sefer Torah. We write from a Chumash or a Tikkun. Zokt Chassam Sofer, because the Gemara over there in Megillah says that if someone is Boki Kirab Meir, that the whole Torah was Munach Lefanov, then it's Mutter B'Shas HaTchak. That's how the Gemara comes out. That B'Shas HaTchak, it's Mutter for someone who's a Boki Kirab Meir. So Zokt Chassam Sofer that we hold that it's a Shas HaTchak to put a Kosher Sefer Torah in front of a person and have him write from that. So Memela, you can use a Chumash. What does a Chumash do? A Chumash accomplishes that a person becomes like a Baki, like a Reb Meir. The Maila of Baki Reb Meir that he didn't have to write Mitoich HaKsav was that he knew the whole Torah, so it was like it was Munach in front of him. He didn't need to write Mitoich HaSefer Torah. So if someone's writing Mitoich HaChumash, even though they're not being Mekayim, the real din of Kaisa Mitoich HaKsav, but at least the Chumash or the Tikkun that's in front of them will bring them up to the status of Baki Kirub Meir, and then it'll be Motor B'Shas HaTchak, and Zokt Chassam Sofer, it's enough called the Shas HaTchak that it's a very big Tchak to have a Kosher Sefer Torah in front of a person when he's writing. Memela, that will suffice, you can write from a Tikkun. But once you're writing from a Tikkun, so you're not being Mekayim the Din of Kaisa Mitoich HaKsav. If you're not being Mekayim the Din of Kaisa Mitoich HaKsav, then Avada you have to write, Avada you have to say out the words. So it means the Mechaber in Hilchas Tefillin says that when you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you don't have to say out the words. But if you're writing Al-Peh, then you do have to say out the words. And when in Hilchas Sefer Torah, he's talking about where you're copying from a Tikkun. So if you're copying from a Tikkun, then you have the status of Al-Peh. So even though you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, but the Toich HaKsav that you're writing from over there is talking about a Chumash or a Tikkun, and Mamela has a din of writing Al-Peh, and because it has a din of writing Al-Peh, then you will have to say over the words. You will have to have that din of Amir. Just, we could be Meir, Shtikal Ha'ara, on the Chassam Sofer, that the Mechaber in both places says the words that you're writing Mitoich HaKsav. In Hilchas Tefillin, he says that when you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you don't have to say out the words. Masha'enke in Hilchas Sefer Torah, he says when you're writing Mitoich HaKsav, you do have to say out the words. And l'choyre, the mitoich haksav of Hilchas Tefillin would be a kasher repair tefillin according to this cheshbon of the Chasam Sofer. Masha enkein by Hilchas Sefer Torah, he's talking about a chumash or a tikkun, and that's why you have to read it, because it's called koyre alpeh. It's a shtickel kashan that mechaber in both places use the words that you're writing mitoich haksav, and in one place he means a ksav kasher, and in one place he means a tikkun or a chumash. And in the Shevet HaLevi that we mentioned before, Chelik Ches Simen Vav, so the Shevet HaLevi is matmiya on the whole Hanukkah of the Chasam Sofer. If the whole reason is Shema Yita, and that's why you have to write Mitoich HaKsav, because you might come to make a mistake. So if the Chumash or the Sefer Torah is, or the Tikkun is printed properly, and you know that it has all the Isis, so then what could be the maila of writing Mitoich HaKsav Kasher as opposed to writing Mitoich HaChumash or a Tikkun? Ken Zayin, what Chasam Sofer understood in the Gemara that you need to copy from a Sefer Torah Kasher or a Megillah Kasher is because besides for the din of Shema Yita, maybe there's another din, that's the mahalach of the Nesina of the Torah, Midor Lador. To the Mesoiris HaTorah is to copy from a Sefer Torah Kasher. And each one copies from a Sefer Torah Kasher till you go back to the Torah Shekasu Moshe Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.